This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Leventhal is on the WBEN Live Line, our Washington insider this morning. It's September, Dave, and Congress will soon be back to work after their August recess. And one of the things we have focused on here in Western New York is legislation coming from Congressman Nick Langworthy, his Energy Choice Act. He's hoping to get it through Congress this fall to stop New York State's ban on natural gas for new housing construction. Dave, is this on your radar at all in D.C.?
Not a big thing on people's radar in D.C., even if there are some local implications in New York State, which should be obvious to anyone who lives there. Obviously, Nick Langworthy has a whole variety of things that he is competing with for legislative time. And the fact of the matter is that members of Congress, they introduce lots and lots of bills, hundreds, thousands even, and most of them, they die in committee. So that's not to say that this is dead on arrival, but this is something that is going to be competing with a lot of things. He introduced this bill back in June, and you better believe that he's going to be fighting for it for sure. And it would be something that obviously for homeowners or potential homeowners is going to be a big deal for them, especially if they want natural gas coming into their home.
And it seems like something that could have bipartisan support given from, you know, just what we've heard from people living not just here in New York State, but all over the country.
Yeah, especially if you rely on natural gas for home connections, too. So, yes, you do have some bills in Congress that just defy standard binary Republican-Democrat politics, and this could be one of them where it may be just a kind of a common sense kind of move for some Democrats, especially those who, again, are in areas where natural gas is very prevalent, and also too, for those who just simply want to make a kind of the point that, hey, look, everyone should kind of have the choice to do what they want to do.
All right, Dave, turmoil within the CDC. There's a lot going on here. It seems like there's a just growing confusion over new policies from Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, this situation's a mess. And a letter came out, an op-ed actually, where nine different CDC directors, Republicans and Democrats, were decrying the state of affairs at the CDC, saying that this agency, in essence, is a basket case and that the health of Americans are going to be harmed and already potentially have been because of just complete mixed messages, the lack of funding, the lack of leadership, and just the overall turmoil of this particular agency. You know, the CDC is the kind of place in government where you don't think about it until you have to. And then when you do, then all the focus is on them. We saw that with the COVID pandemic. It could be something else, but they do so much more than just the pandemic. And they're dealing with all manner of disease, from the type that can be transmitted to the type that would be, akin to some of the worst kind of diseases we can imagine, like cancer. So all that added up, this is something that Donald Trump, at least at this point, has been very supportive of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary. But there is a major drumbeat, especially here in Washington, for something to change and at least a modicum of stability to be retained at the CDC.
Well, the big headline over the weekend was that they scaled back vaccine approval to only seniors and younger people who have high-risk conditions. I mean, do we know, was anybody outside of those two groups getting an updated COVID vaccine anyway?
Yeah, some people are, absolutely, although the numbers and the levels have dwindled precipitously since 3 or 4 years ago when the vaccines were widely available and then, of course, first available in 2021. So, but, you know, that really kind of speaks to the point of who's making these decisions and what advice is the government getting. There's been a huge kind of row over the panels and advisors and experts that are providing this kind of advice. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has long time been a vaccine skeptic in general, has installed a lot of people or moved to install people in his department, who very much philosophically speaking, Brian, are akin and aligned with his worldview on this. Is that the best thing for the country? Well, you be the judge, but it's definitely a departure, major departure from what we've seen prior to this administration coming in.
All right, something else, Dave, in Washington is that President Trump has declared Washington, D.C. a crime-free zone after this federal takeover. What's the latest with that?
No, I just got a report a couple hours ago of a carjacking across town. So, I mean, that's just categorically false. There's still crime here in Washington, D.C. The big question here is, how is it going to be dealt with? Is this the best way to do it? You know, D.C., it's where I live, and it's been a city where absolutely crime has gone down, but at what cost? There are just simply fewer people going to businesses, going to restaurants, going out. Tourists have largely stayed away in numbers that we haven't seen before for this time of year. And shouldn't it be the role of the National Guard to ultimately play this role in D.C. for an extended period of time? That's really the question at hand. So this is all up in the air. It's not clear where this is going. The president should have 30 days and no longer to do this unless Congress gets involved and gives him further approval to have a federalized Washington, D.C. force. And we don't have any answers at this point. So there's a lot of waiting and a lot of watching here locally in D.C., which, as I oftentimes have to remind people, is a municipal city of 700,000 plus people in addition to being the federal district.
Anecdotally, what do you hear from people? And to me, this is the litmus test. Would you park your car on the street for an extended period of time? Is there any change in that?
I mean, we do. And everything's fine. I mean, it largely depends on what neighborhood you live in. And there are, like any city, any major city, some neighborhoods that are very, very, very safe and others that are not in the city. So one question has been where the resources of the federal government, whether that be federal law enforcement officials or the National Guard, are being deployed. And sometimes there have been some kind of head-scratching decisions where passed by National Guardsmen who doesn't seem like they have a whole lot to do because they're guarding a monument, which is already very well guarded. Now, increasingly, over the past few days, there's been a larger presence in some very high crime areas throughout the city, but that's not necessarily been uniform. So the strategy here has been sometimes questioned very loudly by people who say, well, okay, if you're going to have this surge, you might as well do it in areas that have a whole lot of crime, and that just simply has not always been the case.
Dave, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.